ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਟੂਡੇ ਵੀ ਟਚਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦਸਤਾਰ। ਦ ਟਰਮ ਦਸਤਾਰ ਵਾਸ ਕੋਇਨਡ ਬਾਏ ਐਨ ਇੰਡੀਵਿਜੂਅਲ ਵਿਦ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਲੌਂਗ ਨੇਮ, ਜਲਾਲ ਉਲ ਦੀਨ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਰੂਨੀ। ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਸੂਫੀ ਸੈਕਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ 1300s ਹੀ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਡ ਅ ਦਸਤਾਰ। ਨਾਓ ਦੋ ਹੀ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਡ ਇਟ, ਯੂ ਮਾਈ ਨਾਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਬਿਹਾਈਂਡ ਇਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਅਵੇ। If you look towards the Arabic language, it's Imama is the name for the star. Persian, you'll find Dulband, Dulband, meaning wrapping of cloth. And Turkish is Tulband. And then English, we are familiar with the term turban. And then other names are Timama, very similar to Imama. And then Chapla, Turbante. That's where the term turban comes from, turbante. And safa, chira. Chira you're familiar with from Gurbani. Right? Comes in Aras. Chira. Chira can mean office, daftar, meaning your divan, your expansion, how great it is. But it also can mean your dastar. Theek hai? And we're familiar with this one. A very common coined Hindi term is pag, which comes from pagadi. And then there's usneek. When Guru Nanak Dev Ji would go to school, the first day of school, if you remember from Maharaj's Avtar Gurupar, we mentioned that his mother tied usneeke hai, unhe sajai si. Usneeke means the star as well too. So a lot of different names meaning the same thing, but the star is the term that we typically use. Yet Gurbani has used Pug over and over again, but the star is the one we use mostly. The reason being is because it holds a beautiful meaning inside of it, is that what we naturally do. The star, you might have heard of shabd such as dastagiri nahe. Dastagiri meaning your hand, with your hand, dust. It's a Persian word. And the R part is just a shortened, abbreviated part of savar. Savar. Dust, savar. Hatha na tusi savar ke koi cheez pauni. Oda no dastar ban gaya. Meaning that by using your hands, you're neatly wrapping or tying a piece of cloth around it in layers. So, dastar, dust, again Persian word for hand. And the ar or comes from a shortened form of savar, which has been highlighted in red on the PowerPoint. Three ways of telling about a person's character. This is a common saying in India. Dastar, raftar, and guftar. Guftar comes from another Persian word meaning that guftugu, talking, right? Having a conversation. Pramatmana, ibadat karni, guftugu karni. That's a common way they'll say it in Persian. Is that guftugu, meaning that talking with Pramatma. You see this shabd in Pai Nandalal Singh's Kavtama. Then raftar, you always say that time of the raftar te chalda hunda. Meaning that it goes, it walks at its own rate. Right? Raftar is kis tarah chalna? Tej chalna? Holi chalna? Binge tede tor ke chalna? Or siddhe torna? Right? And then dastar. Now, all this is tied into your dastar. And there's a pankti that I'm going to mention. Ho abhiman ted pagri. There's a pankti from Bhagat Kabir ji. Ho abhiman. Dekho sache paatsha, main kus nahi kita duniya de vich. Haan, ek cheez kiti hai. O haiga, tothon dur hoya. That I have done one thing in this world, I've moved further and further away from you. Why? Ho abhiman. That main hankar kita. Aavde vich maan tarya. There's an arrogance that built up within me. And that built thick like a wall. Now there's a light of yours coming on one side of the wall. And I stand on the other side. And I don't see that light. So ho abhiman ted pagri. Now just if you say it soft, when you say pagri, means that you're talking about your feet. Your feet are also called pag. And you're probably familiar with this shabd too. Is that jo tusi aap de pairan naal ja pag naal turde hain, right? As you walk forward in life, that's your child. When you walk, it's your child. And you're bound to talk along this way. So it ties in directly. And then the same shabd of pag, if you say kaske pag, then what happens? It becomes known as your dastar. One side, loosely, you say it pag, becomes your feet, representing walking. And as you walk, you're going to talk, obviously, to communicate on which direction you're going to go, how you're going to walk, who you're going to come across. You're bound to talk while you walk. And then if you say it tight, then it becomes pug. And you do tie something around your head, will become your dastar. So in a manner, if you look at the dastar, in one by looking at the dastar, Khalsaji, you'll see that kisne sajake, did somebody tie it properly? Mehnat na tie kiti hai? Well, through this pankti, a meaning that you'll get is hon abhiman ted pagri. Now what did I do? Abhiman, arrogance, ego built up in me so much that I forgot my path. Ted meaning teda, meaning in I've gone astray in a tangent manner away from the path. The ted pagri, my feet have taken up a wrong path in life. Right? And another thing is that je aam loki India de vich dekho kebri changi tarah sawar ke dastar nahi sajonde teddi pag hundi hai na unnade vi makhol udaunde hunde si. And Pagat Kabir ji, instead of making fun of them, he says nahi mere kol vi ted pagri hai, meaning that my chal in life is not correct, meaning that my character in life is not correct. So chal, your style of walk, the way you talk, and having a dastar upon your head have been all, has become a common saying in India, and these three have been tied together. Now, I told you that there's a dastar, and its foundation is a juda. We had difficulty when we were teaching at the old academy, individuals how to tie their dastars when they didn't have a juda. I remember at one point, because I know for Vaisakhi, a lot of people will want to tie the dastar for even their children if they don't have a juda on their head. And when some kids came to the academy to tie the dastar for a day on Vaisakhi, some of us didn't know what to do. So we were like tying a ramala up into a fake judi and putting it on their head and tying it around. Because at that point, what was happening, though some of us might have laughed at it, but it was, we're trying, and we're realizing how important this part is in the center of your head. And it's been mentioned in Ratnama. There's videos on the internet. And Ratnama de vich kende hai, dasam dwar de upar toda juda hona chahida. So, Khalsa ji, as your foundation, and why here is important, has been covered, and I've talked about it in a previous lecture in this year. So I'm not going to delve very far into it. But I'll mention this, some points that I didn't mention, which are going to tie into why we have a dastar. Khalsaji, when I've mentioned in the previous lecture, I said that there's bhakti, there's worship of Paramatma. And Paisa Pai Tajinder Singh, one time in a camp, he mentioned this. It was a very nice analogy. He said there is a farmer with crops. And if that fasal or those crops, if you're going to drive benefit from it, is that if you use your whole acre of all your zameen being your body, right? The land being your body. And if you're going to drive benefit, the most benefit you can have is if you have crops on all of your field. But if you're only growing one line of crop and leaving the rest to grow weeds and do whatever with it, or jaan kosna karo, you're not going to reap the full benefit. In a sense, our body is growing naturally here, right? If our bhakti is there, we're driving a full benefit out of it. But if we're not, then we're not making use of this body by we're destroying our body and we're leaving this one line or aisle of a crop, and then we expect to drive benefit if we're trying to walk on this spiritual path? No. So, the point is that within India, at one point, there was a great population that used to keep their hair. And what happened? There was a time after the time of Krishna, when generations of the Pandavas came down, and I don't expect you to really know this part. There was a Prishat Raja Hoya. These are people that ruled in Delhi, and Delhi back then was called Hastinapur. And after Prishat took over the Raj, after the Pandavas left towards the Himalaya, next came a son of Prishat. His name is Raja Janameja. He's mentioned in Gurbani. He's mentioned in Sri Dasam Granth. So the pankti that comes is Raja Janameja de Matti Barj Byas Padaya. Tinkar Jag Atharhe Kai Kirtna Chala Chalaya. Now Kai means to kill or to wound. Right? And what is the story behind this? Just briefly, I'm going to mention it because there's a lot of presentation still left. Is that with Raja Janameja, he had a reason tying to his father that he had to do a jag. A jag is pretty much they do a pot and then after they feed people. In a manner, you could say our jag is doing a khand paath sahib. We do a khand paath sahib, seva karni, uthe kirtan karni. There's a spiritual manner, and then you call people and you feed, do seva by feeding people that have attended at the khand paath, or you've called certain people. But you don't make it into a milni jolni, an event where you just talk and you don't gain the benefits of doing service. So what happened is that he was doing a jag. He was smart. Normally we would call our relatives. But what Raja Janameja did is he called sadhu, fakir, saints from all different directions to this jag. And the people that were doing the jags were the Brahmins. And they had their own ritualistic fire going. Jovi hoya, avde matabako karde si. So when they were doing their havan kund, and when they were doing a havan, what happened is that hava viyagi, and hava nal, jiri, Raja Janameja's wife, her kapre flew up, and odi nagan, meaning that her body was visible to the Brahmins. When they saw her in this fashion, they all started laughing. And when their laughter came up, he derived different meanings on top of that, and it angered him. When anger came, anger blinded him. What did he do? Right then and there, he told the soldiers to come. He interrupted the whole path that they were doing, and they cut off all the heads of their parties, or the people performing the ceremonies. And then his anger grew even more towards the Sangat that was sitting there, that he had called, that witnessed this event, and it fell upon them too. He'd grab individuals, tell soldiers to pierce them with spears. Some were bricked alive at that time. The remaining, what was done, is written in Sri Dasam Granth, Pritham Bandh Ke Sarb Munde Mundai. Munde Mundai. What happened is that jere unna de upar jude si, oh jaake unna ne katal kar ditte. And Raja Janameja knew that unna di shakti odhe vich vi hai. That whatever bandagi that they've done, I'm going to cut it off, throw it away, and then send them forth. Those that are left. There is a dishonor that happens with that. There is a disrespect that's happened. And then also there's a loss from all the kamai that they've done that sits and enters their hair. What they did back then, you could easily find a Brahmin that would be doing part that would have a juda on his head and also have a dastar. Why did they believe that? They believed they had an understanding somewhat that paralleled Sikhi. Our Sikhi is Gurmukha Rom Rom Harite Aave. That Gur Sikhi de vich e hega bandagi todi vade. When your bhakti, your worship grows, that worship enters into your body and that job collects together and happens through your roms, through your hair. And as it happens, these voices are heard in unison as if Sangat is doing job inside of you. And where the prakash happens, where it glows inside of you, they say that up to your dasam dwar, to keep that energy focused inside of you and not let it be lost freely to the environment. If you were to think in the manner, just like heat is dispelled, to keep it together, then what they did is they started tying at the star on their head. So it was directly tied to their own worship. A worship believing that at one side, if they're doing their bandagi and they used to do it out in nature, what happened is that they would find that kibri, there'd be insects that would fall into their head. They saw that they need to cover up their head with something, and then it served a purpose there. And it also served a purpose in their worship as well. So when I mentioned here that dastar, raftar, guftar, the way you talk should also be controlled if there's a dastar in your head. You can take it as a meaning as this. Mithat nivi nanaka gun changiya tat, we read in Asa Diwar that the essence of all virtues is humility and talking sweet amongst each other. Talking sweet, but not a hypocrite. A hypocrite can talk sweet on the outside and bow his head very low in the manner that a hunter hunts a deer. He can duck down low in order so his prey is not stirred off by his presence. So you have to be very careful. Humility comes with bhakti. You can't just become humble. You can become a hypocrite, meaning that person tries to act humble, but ho abhiman ted pagri, that under the hankari, that doesn't let you lower down. So your actions will reflect a nature that's inside, but some are trained actors in world too. There's actors and then there's people with real character. A real character lies from your heart and you're not making things up on the outside. An actor doesn't really have it in the inside, but they can hide it from the outside and take up different roles in life and show people different faces within different congregations. So hopefully you can understand that the Gursikh starts in the inside, and what comes on the outside is bana. Your love of Sikhi has grown so much, now there's a dastar on your head. Your love of Sikhi has grown so much, you have the same bana as Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Your love of Sikhi has grown so much, now you're standing with tears in your eyes, hands folded, at an Amrit Sanchar ceremony, seeing that, why didn't I come here before? Why wasn't I standing here before? So you see that it works inside, embeds itself, and then you've watered inside by listening to the words of Guru Gobind Singh Ji and listening to the stories of our Guru Patshava and reminding yourself constantly of these stories, so it comes all the way out on the outside. That's not a birth of a hypocrite. That's a birth of a Gursikh. So when Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, the star has come down from Guru Nanak Dev Ji, all our Guru Patshah have worn at the star. So if I mention this, don't take it as that, oh, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji took up the star, because I know some Tadivir, they always take up this Seli Topi and they say there's a topi and they've translated it in different manners, and that Maharaji put the topi aside and then put on the star. No. That topi has been clearly defined by Kaan Singh Nabha as that it was worn by Baba Siri Chand, and that's why you can find it in certain Gurdwaras of Sache Patshah and you'll have it written. But otherwise, and we know that he didn't follow the same maryada of Guru Nanak Dev Ji has mentioned. And that is also written in Gurbani in Satya Balavand Ki Vaar, Ramkali Ki Vaar Devich. Anyways, when from Guru Nanak Dev Ji's time, Panj Pyale Panj Peer Chhattam Peer Baitha Gur Paari, Saare Piche Bolna, Chhattam peer baitha gur paari, Chhattam peer baitha gur paari.
Peer
Shatam means six, the sixth guru. Both Pararup, meaning Balavan Rup, a huge form, a warrior form, has come about. And hun o takhte baitha, yet he's the same form, or meaning the same jyot as Guru Nanak Dev Ji to Guru Arjan Dev Ji. Chatam peer baitha gur pari, chatam peer baitha gur pari. Panj piale, panj peer, chatam peer baitha gur pari, chatam peer baitha gur pari. Panj piale, panj peer, chatam peer baitha gur pari, chatam peer baitha gur pari. So panj piale, chalice, and a chalice, eh piram piala paramatma da. It's a piram piala, piram meaning pyar, piala meaning that it's a chalice. Paramatma holds a chalice of love which has been poured into the chalice, and he offers this to the Sangat. Khalsa ji, that panj piala, panj peer, the same chalice has been coming down from Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Chalice is like a type of a cup which comes down from Guru Nanak Dev Ji to Guru Arjan Dev Ji. But when there's obstruction, meaning that people try to stop this road of Paramatma, Paramatma is not going to stop flowing. And in a manner, a river just welled up, and then it broke down this dam, and it came down. So the same jyot now had to take up a bigger form as Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. It's Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji that would break this dam down of Jahangir. So when Pai Sadhu, the husband of Bibi Veero, saw Guru Maharaj Ji's image in the manner we were trying in our hearts to envision through Pai Gurdas Ji's verse by singing it, he explains very nicely through such words as this: Main Balihar Guru Di Pagadi ton teri pagadi har liv lagadi ton main balihar guru de kesan ton tere kesan sach upadeshan ton balihar guru de matthe ton tere matthe har rang ratte ton. This poetry would flow through his mukh as he sees Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji sitting there. But what's the first thing he noticed? Khalsa Ji, the first thing he noticed: Main balihar, I am a sacrifice. Main balihar guru di pagadi ton. I'm a sacrifice for Maharaj's damala that he's sajad on. Well, Maharaj took up a bigger form. There's a much bigger kashara that would go on that body, a much bigger chola that would go on that body. And there would be a much bigger dastar, which I'm going to show you right after. So main balihar guru di pagadi ton, that I'm a sacrifice for Guru Maharaj's dastar. And teri pagadi har liv lagadi ton, your pagadi, your dastar represents to me the how large it is how large your connection is with Paramatma. Liv lagadi, Paramatma na kinni liv lagiya, or you can say connection, a connection through pyar. Teri pagadi har liv lagadi ton, main balihar guru de kesan ton. What's the foundation of that dastar? The foundation of the dastar, Khalsa Ji, is that juda, the hair. If you don't grow your hair, you can't have a juda. That foundation is that hair. So main balihar guru de kesan ton, what does it represent? Tere kesan sach upadeshan ton. Your case represent true upadesh to me of when you worship, it collects inside of you and transmits through that hair. Rom rom har tyave. ਮੈਂ ਬਲਹਾਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਕੇਸਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕੇਸਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਲਹਾਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਤੋਂ ਦੈਨ ਵਾਟ ਯੂ ਨੋਟਿਸ ਦ ਸਟਾਰ ਹੇਅਰ ਨਾਓ ਦ ਫੋਰਹੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਮਰਨ ਲਿਖਾਏ ਮੰਡਲ ਮੈਂ ਆਏ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਇਟ ਰਿਟਨ ਰਾਈਟ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਮੱਥਾ ਦੋ ਵੀ ਕੈਨਟ ਰੀਡ ਇਟ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਸਮ ਹੈਵ ਰੈਡ ਇਟ Believe me, if you don't believe my words, this is a personal experience. There is a Gursikh saint that Das met before all this academy started, before I even thought I would be talking in front of people. He told me about the future, that you're going to be doing prachar among in front of people, which I didn't believe at that time, just by looking at my matha. Khalsa ji, I stand astounded. But then I also drive meaning to what Guru Maharaj has written, that when Gursikh have reached a certain avastha, that writing of Paramatma starts coming clear. They start to see Paramatma's life within all of his creation. Then how hard is it for them to actually read what's written on that matha, what's written on that forehead? But what does Pai Sadhu say? Balhar jai Pai Sadhu da pyar Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji. Jine avde akhan naal with his dide or his eyes has gone and seen this and derived meaning through the natural form of Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji and saw the spiritual form of Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji. Through his natural form, it was much easier to see a spiritual form. But we're destroying our natural form and at the same time destroying our spiritual form. Balihar guru de matthe ton tere matthe har rang ratte ton your forehead where other people have foreheads with karms and stuff written on it, nothing. There's nothing I can see of any lake of any karms written on your forehead. All I see is color, the color of Paramatma's love imbued on that matha. That your love is so much for Paramatma, there is no sign of karms. Take it as a teaching. The greater your love turns towards Paramatma, the more it will block out the karma or erase the karma that are sitting on your forehead. Khalsa ji, sachaiya. Sachai baithi si pai sadhu de prachar de vich when he read this kavtama. These kind of kavtama we're going to share more of on the Poet Symposium, which I wish some of you would write some poetry, which you still have a chance for. But I can't twist any arms and tell you to write with the other arm poetry while I'm twisting the other arm back. I can't do that either. And only it can be stirred by your own love. And I'm sure that certain efforts that you put, even if it's not elegant, like certain poets have written in the world, but elegance is very small when there's a lot of heart. Meaning that elegance, true elegance actually is from the heart, what I'm trying to say. If it's written on a piece of paper and this person is very talented in using words very wisely, but he doesn't have the love behind it, what is elegance there on that paper? Certain people might see literature through a literary eye, see that elegance lies on that paper, but when they read it, it's going to be very empty inside. Even if a person writes a poem, yet their what mind Maharaj has given to them, they can't properly write, just as certain other Gursikhs have written certain times, maybe very simple words. But when there's a lot of prem in these words, there's nothing very complicated in the words that are written here, and I'm sure a lot of you understood it right away. But when you sing it out, and Maharaj, you offer it as a pet. You know, when I was mentioning Rabindranath Tagore, the book that he wrote, Gitanjali, you know what the arth of Gitanjali is? In India, when they salute people, when you come and they greet, in the same way they do in Hawaii, is they put a har over your neck. And what is it made of? It's made of flowers. But now it's usually made up of fake flowers. But they used to take actual flowers and put it around a person's neck. But Rabindranath Tagore looks and he says that if I make a har, how do I put it on God's neck? I can't. So what did he do? Gita Anjali. He made a har of Geets. of songs for Paramatma. And what did he tie it together with? Love. He tied all these poems, tied together with love, and he offered it to God, Gitanjali. In the same manner, what I'm telling you is that when a poet stirred inside, that stir, inspiration, if it has a focus, and it should have a focus of God, then all the focus should be set on is to please the person you love. Right? And that love should be with Paramatma. Now we hear about romanticism, romance, and automatically our mind goes to a man and a woman. But when it was mentioned during the time of Yeats and Kipling and all these other poets such as Wordsworth and all them, romanticism was when they would write about nature. But let's take it one step further. When that nature would be left behind and they see what the source of nature is. Do you know apa kehde ne chetan swarup paramatma? Sat chetan anand swarup paramatma. There's only truth. There's only life source, which is going to gush out like a fountain. And at the same time, when you experience it, there's only anand. There's only bliss. But when you say bliss, you say ecstasy. Sometimes ecstasy is even translated into a drug. But these words have been ruined by a community that's lost touch and connection with a nature that God created. And through that, all you were to do is derive meaning and then you would find a path. But yet you couldn't. And then God came himself, gave his word, through his word, translated stuff out of the environment to show you. But now you destroy the environment. Then what's left? And then there's a soul person standing on a stage telling you what's happening out there, what this tree was, now it's gone extinct. But it used to look like this, and then through this you're supposed to understand the example. Tell me whose fault it is, not the fault of Paramatma. Sacha Satguru kya kare? Jau sikha me chook. The fault is in the Sikhs. The fault is in the followers. They haven't followed properly the words of God. So, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's 24-yard at Paiki Droli is a pend. Guru Maharaj Ji, the sadhu utthe rehnda si when Maharaj Ji stopped there. Baba Gurditta Ji da janam hoya si. There you can find Guru Maharaj Ji's 24 gaj or yard, the star, which translates, if you use a handy yard to meter translator on the internet, it translates into 21.9 meters. Maybe you don't have an idea of a measurement. That's very big. That's very, very large. 24 gaj. A lot of people, 4-5 gaj undi undi at the star, they'll put it on, right? And some people will adorn a bigger one. This is 24 gaj. That's a large. Chattam peer baitha gur pari. Chattam peer baitha gur pari. Panj piale, panj peer, panj piale, panj peer. Chattam peer baitha gur pari. Chattam peer baitha gur pari. Je Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji de distaye. A dastar at one time Maharaj Ji wore. And at one time Pai Sadhu stood in front of him. And at one time Pai Sadhu's prem would well up inside of him. And it would well up so much that he couldn't tolerate it. It had to come out in some form. And it came out in the form of poetry. That's why a Gursikh doesn't seek to create his own bani. A Gursikh doesn't seek to take his bani take the place of Guru Maharaj's bani, such as Pai Gurdas Ji did. Pai Gurdas Ji had a supana the night before. On one night he would have a supana during the times that he would be writing Gurbani for Guru Arjan Dev Ji as he was preparing Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And he said, Guru Arjan Dev Ji had said, yeah, you're writing, ਆਪਾਂ ਵੀ ਪਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ. ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੋ ਇਨ ਅ ਡ੍ਰੀਮ ਦੈਟ ਈਜ਼ ਇਨ ਅ ਹਿਊਜ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਫ ਵਾਟਰ, ਅ ਸਟੋਰਮੀ storm, rapid turbid waves are flowing within this water, rains coming down, he's sinking, he tries to recite his bani but tardani, but he's not moving forward, he's not swimming across, he's sinking. Then he turns to Guru Granth Sahib Ji's bani that he had been writing down through the blessing of Guru Arjan Dev Ji giving him the seva. All of a sudden he starts swimming, he starts coming across, he starts moving above the water. And then he wakes. And he comes to Guru Maharaj Ji, says, my bani should not go into Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Then Guru Arjan Dev Ji, seeing this humble spirit in Pai Gurdas Ji, he would say to him, then these words you uttered, I'm giving it a blessing. So any Guru Sikh that does read them, they're going to receive something. Not in the manner you saw in your dream where you started sinking. No, they're going to gain something. Your words are going to open up my words. Your words are going to be a key to understanding my words. Then Guru Maharaj Ji wouldn't say my words. Turki bani. Turki bani. Paramatma de jo akhara. To open it up, it's going to happen through Pai Gurdas Ji's vana. That's why it has a deep connection. So, darshan karo Guru Gobind Singh Ji di dastar. Maharaj Ji's dastar is on display, and it's been courtesy of Pai Veer Singh. Pai Veer Singh that has been able to find Guru Maharaj Ji's dastar, and now it's safely kept within a museum. And on times of a Nagar Kirtan, they usually display it out too, and it's gone to different lands too to show people the dastar that our Guru Padsha adorned. When Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji would be sitting there on the takht, there would be a chutha badshah or a false king that would be sitting on a false takht of Delhi. Well, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji ne pai nahi khada uto, meaning that he was not afraid of him. He told him that if this is the supreme Akal Purakh's takht, Akal takht, that we're going to create here at the place where Sangat used to rest during the time of the Kar Seva at Sri Harmandir Sahib. Now at this spot will be the Akal Takht, the seat and throne of Paramatma. And it has to be higher of the Takht that runs all of India. Maharaj Ji made Akal Takht. Jahangir, upset and seeing that, wants to kill any sort of spirit or martial spirit that's now coming in the Sikhi mundo, in the Sikhi world. But what does he do? He says that no dastars, no siri sahibs, no kode, nobody can have this. Meaning that he doesn't want anybody to threaten his empire. Well, what does Guru Maharaj Ji do? He puts on a dastar, but a huge dastar. Puts on two talwara placed by Baba Buddha Ji, trained by Baba Buddha Ji. Kode, Maharaj Ji says that if you have sharda for the Guru Kar, then you bring horses, you bring shields, you bring talwara. This was not his own ichha, Khalsa Ji. This was what Guru Arjan Dev Ji had told to him. And he heard from Akal Takht at Sri Harmandir Sahib, from Guru Granth Sahib Ji's Sroop. Akash Bani, through words that came from Guru Granth Sahib Ji, in the presence of Baba Buddha Ji, Pai Gurdas Ji, and Mata Ganga Ji. He took it up. He followed this and he lived up to it. And he showed a Guru Sikhs. And when he gave rise to two individuals, that now there was Katha, Kirtan, Pai Gurdas Ji, aap Katha kar desi. Kirtan with Satta and Balwan that still were continuing their duty. Now he gave rise to people to stir the martial spirit. And what happened? He gave birth to Tardiyan. The two Tardiyan for Sur Singh, Natha and Abdullah. Natha and Abdullah. And Abdullah would rise and sing out this famous Tardivar that I'm sure a lot of you have heard. Do talwari badiya, ik meeri di, ik peer di, ik azmat di, ik raj di, ik rakhi kare vazir di. ਹਿੰਮਤ ਬਾਹਾਂ ਕੋਟਗੜ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ਾ ਬਲਖ ਬਖੀਰ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਸਪਾਹੀ ਨੀਲ ਨਲ ਮਾਰ ਦੁਸ਼ਟਾਂ ਕਰੇ ਤਗੀਰ ਦੀ ਪੱਗ ਤੇਰੀ ਕੀ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਦੀ ਪੱਗ ਤੇਰੀ ਕੀ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਦੀ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਹਾਓ ਕੈਨ ਯੋਰ ਦਸਤਾਰ ਪਾਸਿਬਲੀ ਈਵਨ ਬੀ ਕੰਪੇਅਰਡ ਟੂ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ ਯੂਰਸ ਇਜ਼ ਮੱਚ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਰ One translation, another translation I've heard of this last pankti is that Pag Teri, you honestly deserve the right to say that this is a pagri, this is a true pagri. Pagri, Pag Teri, ki Jahangir di, what's Jahangir wearing on his head? That's not a pag. He's not lived up to the true meaning of serving justice to the people. You are Sache Patsha. You collect people. And they're carpet, a token, or their donations, you put it to a right means. You feed the very people that come here using the donations that they give. And you build a place of worship using the donations people give. He eats it. How is he true? He's not true. Pag teri, you deserve the right to have call that tode pagri si super. Because what? Did Pug also represent? I'm going to tell you another story, which is also rooted into India's itihas, which is also mentioned in Guru Granth Sahib Ji, through Sudama. Sudama is a story that I've mentioned before countless times, that had a guru or a teacher in a place, now in India still they have it. It's a little monastery where they teach little children. And they bring him up with the same values that they did to Sudama and Krishan. Krishan, Sri Krishanji also learned there too. Krishan, Sudama, together were Gurpai. Gurpai means, another shabd we use for Gurpai is Tu Mera Gurhai. Tu Mera Gurpai. Gurhai, Gurpai means the same thing. That Gurpai, they were Gurpais together. They learned in the same school. And some say through certain itihas that Sudama bahut tej hunda si. He learned a lot. Sandeepan unna da guru si. And then one time when both of them were sent out for service of collecting wood, firewood, to bring back to their school. When Krishan had moved forward and gone out, Sudama was told to take a certain amount of food with him in a little bundle. Dane si ode kole, seeds. He had these seeds in his hands in this little bundle. And when he went out, a storm was brewing. And they saw that this one, let's let this storm move by. And once it's moved by, then we go back to our school. Leave the lakdi where it is. They stopped what they were doing. And aap shupge. To protect them, they went and hid to protect themselves from the storm. The storm brewed. The storm avdi nahi the chali gayi. Thand hogi. They started shivering, both of them. And then what happened is that he started feeling hungry. And what does he do? Instead of sharing, Sudama takes the seeds and starts munching on himself. Each of them are hiding at communication link, they can communicate. But they're at their own spots that they've picked each other behind trees to block the storm that's brewing at that time. Well, Sudama is called out by Krishan. He's saying that, Je tode kole dhane hai? Do you have food? I'm hungry too. Can you pass it to me? Sudama is saying that I only have a few and it's just barely going to push away my appetite. I'm going to finish it. He got greedy. And he told Krishan, no, I'm not eating anything. It's just my teeth that are clanging together because I'm shivering. He told that to Krishan. Krishan knew though. Well, what happened is that because of this, there was a karma planted that was going to come back to him. He didn't share, and whatever wealth was going to come to him was going to be deprived because it's coming back to him. They grew up. Yes, they were still friends at heart. They went their own way. He went on to another place in Gujarat. Their hermitage was in Ujjain. And Krishan went on to build his kingdom in Dwarka. Dwarka Nagari. Now, that's another pankti that we hear. Khub teri pagri, mithi tere bol. Dwarka Nagari kahe ke mugol. We've heard the shabd of Nagari too. In there, khub teri pagri, when Paramatma would take up a form, he would take up a form wearing the star on his head and having a juda underneath that head. So khub teri pagri, beautiful is your the star on your head, your pug on your head. So anyways, what happened is they grew up. One side, Krishna is rich, he has a kingdom. One side, at di gribi with Sudama. Well, where am I going to tie this? How am I going to tie this into the PowerPoint? Well, what happened is that Sudama, pushed by his wife, that you better do something, your children are going to starve, I'm going to starve. You can't collect any money. You're getting kicked out of temples. Because, oh, aap yatharth bhakta si. What he said it. So, he didn't care if there's srote people that couldn't tolerate it. He would say it. Some things, if we say it, we hold it back. We don't want to offend anybody here. Because if we say it right to your right out, some people might get offended. Because there's a certain amount of ego that sits inside of us that is hit hard when we say these kind of things. Well, what happens is that he would be kicked out of temples, and then eventually his wife would send him out and say that, you have a friend, Krishan, who is your gurpai, why don't you go to him? He steps out of his house, pushed out by his wife, going now as a beggar, and seeing that we're not, he said that I've never begged before. He's going, looking at his steps as he's going, he barely has a toti, paati vi toti hai gaya, meaning that covering his waist, kapra uprahani. He has a juda on his head, no dastar on his head, from what Itihas tells us. And most of the true Itihas comes from the hermitage, where the stories are countlessly told over and over again, where students still learn. And he goes to Dwarka, counting his footsteps, trying to figure out what he's about to do. He comes to the guards at the main gate of the fortress at Dwarka, and the guards start laughing. When he says, I'm here to see Krishna, they're like, who are you? Well, I'm his friend. And they look at him and they start laughing. He said, we haven't seen such a friend of Krishna ever before. Just you, there's a reason why we're here, to kick out people like you. He says that just bear some sympathy and deliver one message. Just tell Krishna that your friend from back in the day has come to meet you. Can you just deliver that? Well, what happened is that when the guards didn't come back, he expected that, you know, there's nobody's going to come back. So he starts turning and turning back. Well, Krishna comes. He comes barefoot to greet his friend, embraces him, takes him back in to his fortress where he sits. He gets him to sit. Ek gurpai da prem. Appa vichi appa sikhan da prem kis tarah hona chahida. What did he do? Before any of the things that I'm about to mention, the first thing he does, he calls Rukmani on a gold plate. She brings a dastar. And she brings a dastar that he takes by his hand and he places it on the head of Sudama. What did this symbolize? This symbolized respect. It symbolized a self-respect that he's going to carry on from this day forward. Having a dastar on your head. Sikhandi shana. It's sada raj mukata. Raj crown. It's our crown. Nihang singhande bol bale de vich. This is sis par mukat. The sada ser upar mukata. Mukat meaning that it's a crown upon our head. Khalsa ji, don't forget this. When you don it on in the mornings, you place it on. Choti dastar thalle hove, upar baddi dastar pone khalsa ji. Maharaj is giving you a crown, shana sade vaste. Sardar hi apnu Maharaj ne bakshi hai. Sardar meaning that you're above because of the qualities that God's instilled inside of you. And I told you, this bana comes from the inside and comes out. So if qualities have ventured in, then obviously on the outside, there will be no fear of what people are saying, because you've always seek to please Paramatma. then you're not worried about what other people might be displeased if they look at your image. If you have bana and you're wearing it out in society, you're proud to wear that bana because this is not your bana. It's the bana of Paramatma. Bhai Charanjit Singh came over to Das's house. I had just recently come in, and my mother kept telling Charanjit Singh that tell him to wear bana too. Tell him where to wear bana, referring to me, obviously. And Charanjit Singh, you know, felt a little uncomfortable because he was just there and we were just talking. And then because she came out of nowhere, came out of the kitchen, told him to tell him to wear bana, he felt like, I have to say something to him too. And the words he said, I'm going to share with you. He said, this bana, referring to his whole body, he says that we don't deserve to wear it, but we put it on. It's a form that, a respect that Paramatma has given to us, his own form, the very bana that he wears. And though we are filled with countless sins, and he knows that, we have countless sins, and he knows that, at least this bana will push you towards erasing those sins. Your otherworldly clothes that you wear, what will they do? What will they do? All they'll stir is you'll provide advertisement for some brand, or certain people might find you more acceptable when they look upon your clothes, or some might just feel comfortable wearing them. But when you wear Guru Maharaj's bana, there's a lot more than meets the eye. And what you see is behind there, there's meaning. That it's there, that jis tarah papi da parda tak dinne hai. Jis papi ko mile na toi. When a papi, a sinner, can't find anything, and everybody's pushing him in all different directions, giving him no place to rest, Maharaji has taken that papi in and embraced him, and then given him bana and covered up his sins. And then slowly over time, erased all of them. If there were wounds that might be visible, it's been all covered up. We all have a past. We all have a past. But Maharaji dekho kis tarah apne nivaj de. Apne Gurudev nivaja. Guru Maharaji kende hai. So, Sudama, then after he washed his feet, because he had walked so many distances to come to him, he did prakarma around Sudama, meaning that I'm a sacrifice for the love that you've shown me. And then when he kept him there, Sudama couldn't swallow a burki. He couldn't bring up what he was there for. But in 4 days, because of the love he bared for Krishna, but really was for Paramatma, Sudama was a type that Savere or Tadasi, in meditation, it would become afternoon. Samadhi de vich renda hunda si, inni bhakti si ode dil de vich. That he was there, he couldn't even ask Krishna. And when Krishna thought he just came to visit him, after 4 days he's going, he couldn't even tell him that my children are starving, my wife is probably dying, they have no food. Then he just accepted that, chalo, what can I do? I can't even bring it out. They probably passed away by now. And he's eating there luxuriously and from all the different types of foods that Krishna's offering him. And when he goes back, expecting to see an empty home, what does he see? That God's filled his home with all char padayat. Riches have come, and there where his small kulli of a home, small little home was, there's a huge home. And the children that are running out, and the woman that's running out is his wife, but he can't recognize her because she's wearing such clothes on her body. But can the pava paramatma pardin deya, jinna kule prem hega, and the people that come humility, with humility, respecting Paramatma in that manner, but they could gurpai in the prem, kinni siksha meldiya sakhi to. But can the pava, the sitkar of the dastar, was what I was trying to paint out to you, and how we do dastar bandi. Dastar bandi, if we're handing a certain responsibility to certain people, there's dastar bandi, a wrapping of a dastar. In a manner that's honoring that person, saying that, giving that person a certain amount of respect. That you're not sharing with words, you're sharing with action. So, references in Bani that I'm not going to, I'll quickly go over. Frida, main pulava pagda, मत मैली हो जाए, गहले रूह न जाने, सिर पी मिट्टी खाए. Bhagat Farid ji gives an example of a dastar, and here he uses a dastar that he was worried so much that dust would start touching his dastar when you bow down to do his nivas, or bow down to matha tek to Paramatma, jo sarvvyapaka, who's ever present around him, in the same manner we do at the beginning after Ardas. Well, when he was thinking that, he had just put on a new dastar, and when he was going down, he just held his dastar back, and he didn't want to touch the ground because it might get dirty. Well, Khalsa ji, eh to vi tonu sikhya eh vi mil sakda that the dirt that you're worried about, one day your body's going to become that same dirt. That sir pi mitti khaye, oh vi mitti ban jugi, meaning that over time it'll be eaten away and it'll become dust too. So the sikhya you can get is hankar nahi karida hunda. Hankar nahi karide hunda dastar upar. This is a sikhya that you get from it. And at the same time, you shouldn't worry about your dastar touching the ground, especially when you're bowing your head before Paramatma. If it means putting your head down in the cold and there's a puddle, put it down. It's your pyar for Paramatma that should touch the ground at that time. Apna bhav ta hunda matha lagge. ਮੱਥਾ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਦੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਲੇਖ ਬਦਲੇ ਮੱਥਾ ਟੇਕ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਟੇਕ ਯੂਰ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਟੇਕ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਵੀ ਟੇਕ ਯੂਰ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਸੋ ਇਹ ਭਾਵ ਇਹਦੇ 'ਚ ਕੱਢ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅ ਸਰਟਨ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦੇ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਗੈਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਸਟਾਰ ਔਰ ਅ ਰੈਤ ਦੇ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਭਗਤ ਫਰੀਦ ਜੀਜ਼ ਬਾਣੀ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਗਿਨ ਬੀ ਆਲ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲਸ ਟੇਕਨ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਭਗਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੈ ਭਗਤ ਰਵਿਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਨੇ Paramatma ne dene, he would take up a form. What form would he have? Well, Bhagat Kabir ji has called him Kesav. Kesav meaning that he has beautiful case. And then Bhagat Ravdas ji has said, Banke Baal Pag Sir Deri. You have beautiful, your hair is beautiful. And I took this example, there's no mention of stylish. And the same beautiful applies to the star on your head, that banke baal pag sir deri, that ohi sundarta todi kesan di and dastar di hai ki sache paatsha. Bhagat Namdev ji, I've already mentioned this example to you already. Khoob teri pagri, meethe tere bol. Remember what I told you? Pagri, maaf karna, dastar, raftar, guftar. Right? Look, two are tied in very easily together here. Khoob teri pagri, meethe tere bol, guftar. Guftar tode bol, the way you talk. Dastar, the shan on your head. Chal, the style that you walk in. Meaning that, what's your actions in life? And bol, the way you talk in life. Meethe tere bol. That even when Maharaji took up a Mughal form in Dwarka Nagri, Bhagat Namdev ji made sense of it. What's a Mughal doing in Dwarka? Dwarka is a Nagri where Apashik people, you know, worship Krishna. But what's a Mughal doing here? And he remembered that he had done an ardas as such a pasha. I wish I had a small little horse to carry all these clothes that I go to wash at the river. And Maharaj is thinking that Bhagat Namdev ji doesn't understand what he's getting himself into. He wants another possession, thinking that it's going to help him do something, but it's going to become more responsibility, and it's going to break the bhakti that he's already into, which is worshipping Paramatma. So he comes, just to give him an example, a Mughal comes, and then a Mughal's horse is pregnant, and it gives birth to a small little baby horse. And the Mughal tells him that I'll give you money that you bring the baby horse with me. Bring it along. And he can't really walk, so he's carrying it. And he's thinking now, this horse, so much weight. I don't know why anybody would ask for such a thing. And when he thinks, Koda, when did I asked for it in Ardas. I asked for it, now look, my responsibilities have doubled even more. And then he realized who could send this down in this manner. And he makes sense of the things. Now something's not right in this picture. What's a Mughal doing in Dwarka? Dwarka Nagri ka ek Mughal. And then he figures it out. When that Mughal, and another Nishani he got, Bhagat Namdev Ji, is that normally a Mughal in his situation would be yelling at me that, Sheti, halle yara, halle yara, Sheti kar. What are you taking so long? But he's saying, halle yara. Hey friend, move forward. Put in effort and move forward, Sheti, Sheti. And then he realized that even when Paramatma comes down in a form, he can't use growth in his language. There's no anger in his language. If he does come in a different form, he comes always with certain nishaniya. Always case will be always sabat surat, distar sira. And if he talks, mithe tere bol. You're going to pick it out with these nishaniya. If in a manner Paramatma does gives you a vision in a manner that he wants to teach you something, but he doesn't want to go out and tell you right away, it's me. So, khub teri pagri, mithe tere bol. And at that time, Bhagat Namdev Ji responded to halle yara, halle yara. And then he said, kus khabari. There's some good news that I want to share with you. I figured out who you are. Khub teri pagri, mithe tere bol. That no matter how much you tell me and tell me what to do, that tode, your distar looks beautiful to me because it catches my eye right away. And the words that you use for me are full of sweetness, full of fragrance. Bhai Gurdas Ji, in the 19th 40 and 32nd var also illustrates another example, a significance of our distar. So, what does he say? He says, thande koho naike pag visar aya sir nange. So, thande koho, khu is a well. Thande pani ala well. He fetched cold water out of a khu or koho, meaning that well. And as he brought the water up, na ke aagya, na ke. Pag visar. What did he do then? Well, there was a person who had gone out to a well to draw water out. With cold water in the morning, he had been bathing. And as he had been bathing, what happened is he tied up his juda, dried himself, and he comes back, but he forgot to put his dastar on. So pag visar, he forgot his dastar. Aya sir nange, he came back with his head nanga. Then what happened? Well, his daughter-in-law saw him, and she saw him coming, and right away, pitan lagi. They started crying out loud. She goes and tells somebody there's a death in the family. Another tells another. All of the women have collected together. And kar vich runna kamaliyan tusi leti dekh kutanga. That tusi leti means that jime pitan lagge. They started crying out. They start hitting themselves on their head and on their shati. And Bhai Gurdas Ji, this is a haas. It's a comical manner that he's using here. But there's a serious message behind it. So, hasras. It's mentioned as hasras. But karvich runna kamliya. Runna meaning the women. The women kamliya, they didn't even try to understand what's happening. They quickly went out, derived some sort of meaning out of it, and they said there's a death in the family. And then what does the guy do? He sees the women crying, and they're crying, and they're saying there's a death in the family. He starts crying. He sees the women crying, he starts crying, but she started crying, the women started crying because they didn't have a dastar on his head. And because he didn't have a dastar on his head, they took it as a meaning that he took off his dastar because there was a death in the family. That his honor is gone, his child is gone. And if it was that serious, he took his dastar off. That apo vichi fe ehe unne ne aap vichon kar liya. But again, the bhav hega, there's a meaning, the main meaning that Bhai Gurdas Ji is trying to give to the Sikh is that don't start making a rola right away. And like one ka, like a crow, ka, starts going ka, ka. And then the other ones will start all together in unison saying ka, ka. All of a sudden, because of one stirred the rest, all of them are just yapping and none of them are making any sense. So if you don't make sense of certain things, you don't know fully, you don't go yelling it out to somebody else either. The second thing is that look at what the star symbolized. Symbolized something that if it came off his head. Where that came from is that Kebri jadon jangaan de vich hunda si na, if a person fell on the ground, the star used to come off. And the star would be their helmet. Right? And you'd see that KSV khol jande hunde si. And in that manner, if a person soul guard this, they used to take the distar off to show because they couldn't pull up the words because they would be crying themselves to share it with other people. Sada sog ta nahi hai, par eh aam rivayat India de vich chaldi aayi si in the olden times. Right? Now, hun ta kise de sir te distar hi nahi dasdi. Right? So, now, I'll quickly go over this. So, Ratnam and the Vich Khalsa Ji, now you get an understanding of why the star is important. There's a meaning behind it. And Sabat Surat, the star Sira. Now, Khalsa Ji, tusi aap samjlo. I'm not the type to pick anybody out, but tusi samjlo, the star Sajona, Shoti Ji Sakhi Chete Aage, Maharaja Ranjit Singh was very fond when people would come with beautiful distars on his head. People that would tie beautiful distars on their head. And if they were sitting in the sabha, he'd quickly pick them out and call them forward. Anam bhi de dindisi. He would give him a naam. One time he gave it to a young teenager wearing this nice dumalla, came in front of Maharaja Ranjit Singh. He gave him a award. And then that person turned around, very happy at accepting the reward from Maharaja Ranjit Singh. Right? And that sirumpao is a manner of a dastar too. The sirumpao used to be put on the dastar, not put in the gala. But anyways, that honor was given to him. And then he went back and he just started discussing with another soldier that, imagine if I had tied this dastar today. The other guy's like, what are you talking about? Well, I didn't tie this dastar today. I've been wearing this for a couple of days now. Imagine if I tied it today, how much of a reward I would have gotten. And the other person, you could imagine, he was probably like, ew. But whatever he might have thought, it passed on to him, he passed it on to another, another passed it on to another, and the word got to Maharaja Ranjit Singh. And he called him up in front of everybody. And this is what he said to him. Memorize these lines, and he says, Kanga dono vakat kar. Paag chunhe kar bandai. He said the words of Guru Gobind Singh Ji in his face, and it wasn't a slap. There wasn't a physical slap, but this was a slap from the Ratnama on his face. What kind of Sikh are you? Have you forgotten Guru Maharaj Ji's words? Kanga dono vakat kar. That you do your kanga two times a day, and each have a meaning which I don't have time to go over. And then, paag, meaning your dastar, chunhe kar bande, meaning not just putting on like a topi either, placing pins in it, and we're putting a mala or starch so you can keep it in the nice form that you've modeled out like a sculptor. No. You tie it layer by layer. And then you sing out, patrakhi gur paar brahm, taj par panch moh bakar, nanak so aradiye, Nanak sova radiye antna paravar. That Maharaj Ji meri pat rakhi. This is my pat. This is my respect in the world. That underneath this is my mind. And the vakar that can change my chal and my boli. The sins that can corrupt my voice and my walk and actions in life. Take them away. It starts from the dastar, Khalsa Ji. Starts from the star. So what about little hats? Well, all of you are probably familiar with this. Hoye sikh kar topi tare, saat janam kushti hoye mare. Ratname de vich, that for seven other life forms, they're going to be diseased. Kushti hoke mare. Kushti bimar hoke, some will translate this as a leper, jede leprosy upar aa jandi sharir de, jo koi vi disease keh de ho, that regardless of the disease, you can see the consequence is large. Some notes quickly I'm going to go over. In the morning and evening after combing hair, the star is to be tied. Raat nu te chalo keski hundi hai na. Keski de upar fir sajavat karni hai. Savere kanga karke keski upar fir upar dusri dastar sajoni hai. It should be tied layer at a time. And another thing I want to mention is that if we are sangat as a whole, do you think it excludes anybody? That's why I always make bentiya. And all they are bentiya. I never force. But that's why I say to the sisters, Pan, anu vi kehna unna dastar sajoni chahidi hai. Right? It's bak from our ratnama, and if those can't be appreciated, they are from Gurbani. Right? Even if it was referred to the Muslim population, but yet we derive spiritual meaning out of it, it still applies from what image, what Guru Maharaj wanted from the population, is that sabat the surat, complete form, uncut hair, the star sira. Right? So that's the form that Paramatma wanted. So anyways, starch and pins, just like I mentioned, are not to be added to the star turban, which would make it look like a hat. Two turbans, now if I mention it as a crown is almost like a hat too. But the crown symbolizes Raj, Sardari. So don't take it as that if you starch it, it's more like a crown. That shouldn't be taken out of this. So there should be a small dastar tied underneath and a large one tied above. Personal choice of style, there's different styles. I won't go too much into this because I'm running out of time. Khalsa colors, blue, black, white, saffron. No other colors, Khalsa ji. These are the colors that were pleased by Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. He was pleased at these colors. And he has said, Rakh Garibi Ves, Sato Guni Sada Pehrava. Our Pehrava, that means flashy things, you don't try to get people's attention. Yes, you might consider saffron flashy. People might say that. But it's a sign also of Shahidi too. It's a sign, it's a color that's been accepted by Guru Maharaj Ji also. So I can go into that another day. There's a lot behind it, so I'm not going to go too much. So keep your hair covered and clean, respectable and professional appearance. It gives to you. That's personally, you can say it's a biased opinion. Chalo, the next point is why I mentioned that it's a sign of devotion, honor, and spirituality, that it was mentioned back in the time that how Pagti andar Roma Roma de vich chaldi hai, dasam dwar tak upar chaldi hai, and then when you wanted not to be lost towards the environment, people used to believe that by tying at the star, it would be contained even longer. But Khalsaji, this was a belief back in India. We have other meanings behind the star, if this doesn't parallel into the Sikhi religion. So, to become one with your Guru, you must follow with Guru Maharaj's example and conduct. Nihang Singhan de Bol Bale, they also read, aside from that Bhavan Akhri Slok that I read to you, Patra Kingur Parbram, they also read out, Sir Par Mukut, Mukut meaning crown, Sir Par Mukut, the star is my crown, Sir Par Mukut, Mukut Par Chakkar, and then they would say that just like a crown would be on your head, and then there would be an aura that comes around your head because of your pagti comes inside of you and forms an aura around your head. They say that my mukut, my crown is around me, and my chakkar that's going around my sees is my aura that's going on my aura. It prem di nishaniya that's come through their bol bale. Mukut par chakkar aya ajab hulara hai Nanak Guru Gobind Singh Ji. To the aage sees hamara hai. That regardless of anything, even jinni vi sajavat hoje, this is all yours. This head, which we're coming up to 1699, it toh adipeta, I put it down before you. It's not mine. I've never considered it mine. These were the words of Pai Daya Singh. The first words when he had been asked by Guru Gobind Singh Ji, why on the third call did you get up? Why on the third call? He said that I couldn't understand why you had to call out for a head that was already yours. And when I saw that nobody is getting up, I got up on the third. Tan Tan Baba Fateh Singh Ji, at one point, when Baba Ajit Singh told him, Brata Ji, tusi haje chote ha, you can't do the martial arts here with us. You're too small, you're too young. When he said too small, an idea went up in his head. He went back and aap jaake jinne dastar labde si sujavat kiti, and he went up to Baba Ajit Singh and he said, Prata ji, hon main chota nahi, main bahut badda ho gaya. And by saying this, Baba Ajit Singh saw the prem in his chote prata, embraced him. And when Guru Gobind Singh ji would see this too, he would embrace also a Baba Fateh Singh. And another story that comes with Baba Fateh Singh is when one time, when he was sitting in the lap of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and the Sangat was requesting, they want to see a form of Kalpurkh, a form of a Kalpurkh, then Guru Gobind Singh Ji said to Baba Fateh Singh Ji, go show him a Kalpurkh's form. Then he would come back with a huge damala, with a blue bana, and shastra paake. He would come before the Sangat, and Guru Maharaj Ji would say that, Alo Akalpurkh's one form I'm giving to you as a vision through Baba Fateh Singh Ji. Aap saare ne namaskar kiti to Baba Fateh Singh at that point, when they saw this form of Baba Fateh Singh Ji, when he came back with this Sundar Damala on his seas. Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself has said, Khalsa mera roop hai khals, Khalsa main hon karo nivas. I give you my form. You are my form. And this form is through this bana and through this bani. Bani, bana, pa, eh, do fanga. These are two wings. Two wings for a bird to fly to Pramatma. Niksare pankhi, simar har pank. Though simran, ek paase ek pankh, and bana the sadkar rakhna, and having the meaning of rat inside of you is their other wing. So, significance, a quick summary, and a symbol of self-respect. Respect, it's a sign of respect on your head. What Guru Maharaj Ji ne tonu nawajya, he's honored you by giving you this dastar on your head, the same that was placed on Guru Gobind Singh Ji and Mata Sahib Kaur's. And people of other faiths have looked towards this almost as a beacon of light or a light tower when they needed refuge, when they would come and find a Guru Sikh if in a time of trouble. So it's a sign of high moral values and a symbol of courage that Guru Gobind Singh Ji's personally tied the mala on Baba Ajit Singh and Baba Jujar Singh when he sent him out in Chamkor di Gari. That day, regardless, they knew how to tie it, but he tied it for them that day. He gave it to him as a sirumpao, like a pretty much an honor, in the same way Sudama was honored by Krishna by placing it on his head. And a sign of Sardari. Sardar kon are the ones that are Sardar ohi hai Sardar jinna nu keh dene that are kings in this world, that aap sutantara, they're not under any sort of they're not restrained by any order or anything. They're allowed to move freely in this land. Bada desh bada raj. Sikhs refused to remove their dastar very quickly by Ranthir Singh while he was in jail. He fought for this. And to have his dastar, kashara, and chalo kirpan ta nahi paun dinde si, but before they used to put on a uniform and a toti underneath. But he fought for these rights of having a kada, dastar, and having a kashara. And he won his battles, then he fought for other prisoners. And that's why in these prisons, to this day, you can find Gursikhs still, at least this part of the uniform they can keep intact. Battlefield Gursikhs went out with even bigger dastars. You see any regiments back in the day, photos, you'll find even bigger dastars on Sipahis. And they weren't discriminated against when they fought with valor. I mean, even the Queen, they were presented with medals such as Victoria Cross. These, because of their gallantry and because they served with such courageousness on the battlefield, and it gave him more man and showed the world that the star Ali Singh, it would serve as a nishani to tell him that Ali the star, he's going to fight courageously. It became another symbol to other people in the world. Baba Teja Singh kept his star. Simple Jola went to different countries, came here, came in Britain, fought for people's rights to wear the star at universities in other areas where they were being denied, and they were allowed to wear the stars after. So, Gandha Pavhega, people forgot, lost meaning in here, in India, with the time of Raja Janmeja. Kes Katal Kar Ditte Si, from what I read, read out of Sri Dasam Granth, Pratham Baad Ke Sarab Munde Mundaye, that Aja Hal Ho Gaya Si, and then when these Brahmins that had been left the jug, what happened is they went back to their homes. And when people asked them, why did you cut your head? They said that, no, it's understandable. It's according to Veda Rita. It's our scriptures say you can cut it off if your mother and father have died. Making up false lies, slowly this got propagated. And as it got propagated, it hardened. And then you don't find any hair on our Hindu veers, our Hindu brothers that now have lost appreciation. Now, another pankti in Sri Dasam Granth talks about this as well. But they've lost appreciation. And then Guru Maharaj came and showed that appreciation of a hair and having a dastar on your head should be intact, Khalsaji. It's a form of a Kalpurkh, what he wanted. It's how to also have, and then also the character behind that dastar and bana is very important. Remember, if you can take anything, remember what I've told you as the star, raftar, and guftar. Guftar, how you talk. Raftar, how you walk. The star, as you, the star. Keep these intact from this day forth. And do ardaas, Maharaji, tusi aap hi paat rakhne wale ha. Kripa karo, pul chukhe mamlaar. Pool shamo sri nath ramapat, he karna nid das toharo. Avgun kot. अवज्ञा दोख न नैक बिचारो जो हम पूत कपूत सभी बिद अवगुण चूक न दास चितारो बांगे की लाज करो मुझ हे भगवंत दया कर तारो पोड़ी हे अच्युत हे पूर्ण हे सर्व मैं हे संगी हे निरंकार हे गोविंद हे गुण निदान हे अपरंग पर हर हरे हे संत है के सदा संग हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान सलोक आए प्रभु एक अखर हर मन बस्त वाहे गुरु नाम जहाज है जो सरदा कर सेव दे जो सरदा कर सेव दे गज बज के बुलाओ वाहे गुरु जी का खालसा वाहे गुरु जी की फतेह।